no, 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 no.
Good morning. Today is Tuesday, January 14th, 2020. And it just hit me. I think I've said 2019 in my last... No, I couldn't have. But what if I did? Because I almost wanted to. Because I've just been used to saying 2019 for the longest time. Motherfucking rat soup eating motherfuckers. Sorry, I just saw something, someone I didn't like, so I just had to make that expression. I apologize if that really let you down to start your day. If you're listening to this in the early days, your evening, if you're listening to this in the evening, but I do want to thank you for tuning in to the Poachly podcast experience today. And I haven't done one of these for a while. You know, I've kind of lost some motivation, but I kind of regained it a bit, you know, even though I don't know, I've been more motivated to win myself through things these last couple days. However, I've also been lacking energy, I guess is the best way to put it. But today, you know, I managed to get up earlier than, well, I got up without hitting the snooze a bunch of times, you know, and now I'm on my way probably like an hour earlier than I usually would. You know, and I got a lot of stuff done yesterday. You know, I got a lot of not stuff that I probably needed to do, but stuff that I felt was getting in my way of doing the stuff I actually need to be doing. And it was a lot of tedious, redundant stuff that I've been holding off. And, you know, I think when I have all these things in my mind and I know what it's going to take, what's, you know, the amount of time and effort it's going to take, you know, I have it in the back of my mind. And, you know, it really stresses me out and it dismotivates me from doing anything. And, you know, just it's all it is resistance. It's just, you know, whatever resistance is, if it's a little demigorgon, a little demon, you know, whatever resistance, whatever you want to define as resistance. I feel like that is the... Holy crap. I just... I'm going in back of a... I guess it's a truck that works for the city. And it's dropping off... salt, you know, on the back. I don't think it's doing it. I wonder how that works. I wonder if there's a button that lets you dump out salt in especially bad areas, but it's not doing it now. It was doing it when I just made a turn. And I don't know. That's weird. It keeps sparking at the bottom of it for some reason. It doesn't look normal. Like when we went over, it did it again, just barely, and it's doing it again. I don't know what's going on. It did it again. there's like some sort of, so when he went over the railroad track, it sparked everywhere. There were sparks everywhere. And, but now we're just driving in normal. It's probably too heavy. Like, it's got to be like bumping into something in the bottom, but it looks like it's spontaneously sparking. Have no idea what that would be, but that's weird. You might want to get it checked out. I don't know. It's probably not even a big deal. It's just not something I typically see. And that really got me off topic, as I feel the need to give Siegfried and Jensen a shout out. I should have went to them as my injury attorneys. Here they're advertising free case reviews at 801-222-2222. My cousin actually went to them on his accident, and he was financially well taken care of, and I have just been told that I still owe, despite being in crippling pain on a day-to-day basis, you know, despite being in financial ruin since the accident, I still owe more, you know, it was none of it was my fault, you know, like, as far as the accident goes, you know, I could have done some other things on my end to financially burden, you know. But in this piece of POS capitalistic, how could I say it? Oppressive system against minorities, you know, and all the practices behind all the back end metrics and whatnot, you know, I was systematically put in a position where I was statistically in a position where I was gonna fail, you know, unless, you know, it would have been very unlikely that I would have gotten out of that position without the burden I was put in. So, say what you will, I don't know. Here I am still, and I don't know what. I didn't really want to have a podcast today. I don't know. It's just getting very. I feel like I'm just doing it for the sake of not giving up at this point. But I still like the fact that it gives me some stability and focus and a platform, you know, to express my ideas in whatever way or form I please, without, you know, any overhead to tell me to dictate what I'm saying or what kind of content I'm talking about, you know, because if I were to do this for a living, it would just be so heartbreaking and burdensome if it had political duress, you know, or fucking people are so impatient, I swear. Like, this guy went into the middle of a lane that's not even, like, a full, like, you know, medium. It's not a full medium, you know, so he can wait to make, go into an intersection. He's not going to get an opportunity anytime soon in this, at this time during this traffic jam. I'm still behind this, snow plow with the salt, and it's still been sparking a couple times, like on the left hand side. I don't think it's cigarettes. Oh, that sucks. So there's a piece of metal in the middle of the medium, and this guy just ran it over trying to save some time. Hopefully his tire doesn't, you know, isn't popped. Because basically he skipped ahead about 10 cars to go into his neighborhood, but ran over that metal that was in the middle of the road, you know, and don't fuck with metal. I recently got some metal, you know, got into a metal injury myself as I basically almost cut my pinky off, or a big chunk of it off. But miraculously, I peeled some of the skin away and it looked brand new now. You know, and it was a major chunk that was cut off, and it's just amazing to me how fast it healed in such a small amount of time, because, you know, I could literally see into my pinky, you know, and it was just, it might be one of the most gory incidents in my most recent years, but it's all of a sudden almost brand new, like nothing ever happened. And at first it kind of scared me because I peeled it back and I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna unseal, you know, the injury, like I'm gonna reverse the whatever the healing process was, because essentially, you know, I thought it was like healing back over it, it was like gluing, and like I peeled it back a bit. And you know when you have two pieces of duct tape, for example, and the two sticky ends, and the sticky end gets taped back into the sticky end, and then, you know, you pull them apart and there's like piece fragments of sticky parts, you know, from each side that just are sticky, you know, still fragmented in. And the fuck happened? This guy merged into a lane like an idiot. It was closing and he just, but you know, what else could he do? Oh, people are so inconsiderate, man. Just fucking slow down. Like, they feel like they own the roadway. Half of these people don't even pay taxes. They might, I don't know. I'm just talking shit. Let's talk about current news. What's going on? I'm trying to remember some things I saw. A pretty woman was found this morning. Dead. She was missing. She was wrapped in tarp or something. I didn't read all the details, just the headlines. RIP. You know, that's devastating whenever you hear things like that. You know, that doesn't happen that often here in Utah, although it does happen, it has been happening a lot more often in recent years, and it might be happening a lot more and we just don't hear about it because the Mormon church really likes to control the media in Utah, and they like to dictate the what's talked about, and they don't want, and I would imagine that they don't want to give Utah this reputation of being nefarious, but it is in a lot of ways, and there's a lot of undergrounds and underworld and things that aren't really talked about even within the own Mormon church. So don't get this idea that Utah is this utopia, you know, and it has seen a lot of growth in recent years. A lot of black people have moved here. A lot of Hispanic people have moved here as well. And a lot of white people, you know, it's just grown overall. And, you know, there's a lot of businesses that have been growing because of this. And it's been, you know, it's good. I guess it's good for the economy. It's good for the construction industry. Family has greatly benefited from this growth, and it only seems to be growing, you know, all through the state. You know, you even have a mini Silicon Valley, and we have a bias towards businesses. You know, Utah really wants to bring businesses, and there's a lot of tax exemptions and a lot of grants to help these tech businesses come to Utah and establish here. So, you know, it's good. And I don't know how I got to talking to that from, you know, murder, but hopefully they find who is responsible, because, you know, if it's like a serial killer, or, you know, just, you know, if it's just someone that's doing this once, you know, it's gonna probably happen again, you know, because chances are, if they're doing it once, because they're getting some sort of thrill out of it. And if they're not, you know, if it's like a, the only other thing would be, you know, murder, you know, a passionate lover, ex-boyfriend, husband, you know, something to that effect. Yeah, so who knows? It's scary both ways. You don't want those kind of people, you know, out in society where they can hurt one of your loved ones. So, prayers go out to her and her family. I don't know her name, you know. I just wanted to, and because for the most part, you know, I know at the beginning I did try to structure this. Then I just started to just, I just said, fuck it, and I would just do it. However, you know, freestyling it, I didn't really have any topics. I would just you know, just come up with something. And, you know, oftentimes I think it ended up, I ended up having a lot of redundancy and a lot of uninspiring podcasts, you know, unenthusiastic, unhelpful, you know, ranting, bickering, whatever, bickering, And I think I probably, you know, and I haven't went back and listened to all my podcasts, but I think that I probably ended up talking about a lot of stuff, multiple times, you know. So with that said, you know, I do want to try to give at least some structure, maybe look up one or two things from current events from the internet, and, you know, just give some perspective from my point of view, during my On My Way Approach League podcast. So yeah, not really looking forward for today's work. I kind of want to visit my parents after. I promised them that I would invite them to some Firehouse Subs. They've never had it. I think it's the best sandwich shop probably in Utah for sure. And speaking about, that's a good segue, speaking about sandwiches and burgers and whatnot, another article that I saw, news current event article, in regards to a Utah business, and I didn't see what business it was. Probably not one that I'm going to visit, because I think it's all the way out in Ogden, which is too far for my privilege level. But they've managed to sell over 400 kangaroo hamburgers over a 2-day period. And I'm thinking it's this one sandwich shop, local business, you know, and they just specialize in exotic pet burgers. And I'm wondering if it is that place. I don't know if that place actually is still in business or not. There used to be a place here where you can get all sorts of burgers, but their main go-to seller was like the buffalo burger. And, you know, it was very, I don't know if it was popular, but I saw it a few times, like, on the local news stations and whatnot. But, yeah, I don't know, it just seems kind of, I don't know why that would be a news story, because you think that these guys have different, you know, burgers that they sell throughout the year, you know, and so I don't know why it would be a big deal. Maybe I need to actually read the article as to why 400 kangaroo burgers are sold over 2 days in Utah. It just seems out of the ordinary to me. It's weird. Anyways, I'm here at work. And I want you guys to have a wonderful day. Thank you for tuning in today, and I love you. Goodbye.